Yes, we'd like to absolutely offer a free business effectiveness evaluation for owners of companies related to the World Sweeping Association. And it really kind of comes down to that question of, do you ever feel like your business owns you? It's the idea that within business, we have 10 different areas of key areas of business, whether it's strategic planning, marketing, sales, customer service, human resources, finance, business systems, leadership, exit and succession planning, or even personal effectiveness for us as the owners, the leaders of the company. Those are all areas that this business effectiveness evaluation will help the owner process through. We will generate a report based on their self-evaluation, and then we can sit with those owners for roughly about an hour. We'll do it on an online, like a webinar type, just an individual meeting between us and the owner. By the end of that time, they will have some clear, tangible, tactical steps forward for how to make some adjustments and changes in their business that'll really move them forward personally, professionally, and profitably for the business.
Well, that sounds fabulous, and certainly nothing ventured, nothing gained. It's so good to have what might be called an owner's manual for your business. You know, none of us really do have. It's the first time we're doing it. We can, you know, we have a mentor here and there and talk to other people maybe in our business or in similar businesses, or we go to, you know, Rotary or Lions or some of these places that have other businesses that we can, that are similar, that we can get a little information about. But to have the ability to speak with and work with somebody who is absolutely honed in on the business methodology that you need to have to maximize your profit, to maximize your ability to have a life as well as a business, and those kinds of things, you know, it's just can be really invaluable. So I'm excited about this.
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of this actually stemmed from my own experience owning the sweeping company and doing facility maintenance for a number of clients, and then working with subcontractors who, when we would meet together, usually it was over coffee at a coffee shop somewhere. And they come walking in, we sit, we start talking, and in a short period of time, they're looking at me going, "Well, Byron, you're really calm." And I look at them going, "Well, are you nervous?" And their whole thing was, as long as I'm sitting here, I know my guys are sitting on their butts somewhere. They're not doing their work. And I began to recognize that for me, what I love to do is coach other business owners and help them uncover some of the very things that they may know. They're the experts in their own business, but it allows us to come alongside and really be a champion with them and for them for the success of their own business, and helping them identify those different types of operational issues that are behind the scenes that often catch anybody and everybody who's in business, especially if they opened a business because they were passionate about whatever it was on the front end, you know, that they're selling. Or they see an opportunity there and they jump after it, but then they didn't have the systems, the business systems and processes in place to really make a strong go of it. And so that's where a lot of this for me began to percolate, this idea of going, yeah, there are a lot of businesses who really need to develop and grow. I believe strongly that good business makes a great community. So the more we can help businesses develop, the better our communities will be.
That's an excellent concept and an excellent goal to have. I agree completely. And the nice thing about something like this is that you're going to learn enough about it that the ultimate investment is going to be typically far outshadowed by the your ability to have more income and have a better streamlined business and so forth, too. So I always like that part with something like this. Is there anything else that people should know? I mean, we're going to have your phone on the website, and you'd have the ability to call members as well. But is there anything else we should include in this, do you think, before we wrap up the recording part of it?
Well, I, just as a reminder to let people know that with our coaching service, and this is what we like to leave people with, is the idea that we have winning solutions for your business. It comes from both the personal experience of our coaches, myself, I'm a partner in the business, and the founder, but we're all, as coaches with our business, we are all former business owners. We've walked the whole idea of starting a business, of trying to ramp it up, of getting to the point of even walking through a sale process. We've walked every one of these steps and understand from a business perspective and a business owner's perspective what that feels like. So our goal at the end of the day is to help develop leaders in business owners and to help them find those gaps of profit in their business and to help make their businesses more successful. Bottom line, profitability for the owners and growth for the communities.
Well, that's an excellent place to leave this. I'm going to also add in your website just so that that's in the podcast interview as well. It's legacybizleaders.com. And we'll, of course, have that in the accompanying article and as well as phone and email information. Thanks very much, Byron, and it's great to reconnect with you. You and I became business friends through Beja Environmental, and I've always been impressed by how you conducted your life and your business. So I'm excited about what this could, the potential this could bring for the World Sweeping Association members.
Yeah, thank you very much. I appreciate it very much.